On the line now, I have Sergeant Alan Rocknean from the Crime Prevention Unit. Hello, Sergeant. How are you?
Good morning, Nolan. A very good morning to your listeners.
Not too bad at all. Listen, we give out the website anyway because we're only going to touch on a few things to do with cars today, but everything is on the website with home and any sort of security on your phone now because they're very expensive. So you can look up www.garda.ie and just scroll down and they get all the information they
That's
want.
That's exactly it, Noel. There's about 24 crime prevention leaflets available in about, I think, 11 or 12 different languages, actually.
Okay. And just to mention, just before I brought you on, I said I recognised your voice because I do watch Crime Line, so you're on that.
That's right, Noel. Yeah, that's right. So it's on next Tuesday night. If any of your listeners want to tune in, we'd be delighted to have them on board.
Okay, it's a terrific program, I must say. It's absolutely great. And the public seem to be responding to it with their reaction and calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, certainly it's a great device for us. You know, we're delighted with the public response that we get. And, you know, we'd ask people to continue to support us. That'd be great.
Okay. Now, we give a sort of a temperate warning out as far as, because the first thing I want to talk about is carjacking. It's a rare phenomenon, but at the same time, it does happen. Am I right in saying it is a rare phenomenon?
It's extremely rare, Noel. We don't, in fact, we don't even use the term carjacking as such. There's no such legal term. Mm-hmm. But we have had cases where people have had their cars taken from them while they were, you know, stopped at traffic lights and so forth. But again, you know, if people are vigilant, just be aware, alert to your surroundings, and just of suspicious people approaching your vehicle.
Yeah.
Just to be aware of that. But I would stress it's extremely rare.
Yeah. And I would always advise anyway, because I mean, even going back in the 80s, I remember a few cases of things happening, and people should always, no matter where they're going, to keep the car doors locked, because ladies are inclined to leave their handbags on the seat beside them, or even these days with their phones. So always keep the car locked if you're stopped at lights or in heavy traffic or whatever.
Actually, it's a very good point, Noel. And I suppose on that point, if we could encourage people not to leave valuables, you know, inside a window or something, where again, we have had cases where people have smashed windows and taken, you know, laptops, handbags, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's places to avoid as well as regards parking. I know sometimes if you go into town and stuff like that, people are struggling to get a bit of parking. But always, I suppose, you mentioned on the website that if it is a lot of light, try and get some place like that.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose what I would say to retailers and to car park owners is that signage can be particularly useful. First of all, to remind people not to leave valuables in car. But also, if there are CCTV, to advertise that as much as possible, just to deter any would-be criminals.
Mm-hmm. And parking at home, what advice would you give on that?
Well, I suppose parking at home is very, very similar, actually. In fact, it's exactly the same to parking in public. You know, what we would say is to make sure that the car or Jeep is locked. We have had cases, believe it or not, up to 10% of cases people haven't actually locked their car. You know, people don't expect to become victims of this type of crime. But, you know, if we could get that into people's minds, first of all, and also to make sure that alarms are set, you know, because they're very effective nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, never leave property on view in a vehicle. And I would say preferably don't leave it in a car at all.
I have seen cases of that, and I do, when I'm walking by cars some places, especially in shopping centres, you see people with stuff left on the car. I want to ask you about the phenomenon as well of, I don't know if it's an urban legend or not, of fishing rods being used, of people have habits of leaving their cars on the hall table and stuff like that. Is that true?
It's very much true, Noel. In actual fact, we've covered this on Crime Call, and they use some what certainly appear to be some very clever devices. You know, literally fishing rods. I've investigated a few cases of it, mm-hmm. where they've little hooks and various magnets and so forth on the end of it, telescopic rods and so forth. But again, I'd point out, you know, as clever as these things seem, if people won't leave keys on the hall table or inside windows where they can be seen, then they're absolutely useless.
Okay.
You know, so it's the good news is, I suppose, it's a very easy crime to prevent becoming a victim of.
Okay, and as far as the cars themselves goes, are they can they be prevented from, you know, the built-in devices on them now? Is there still ways and means that they have of getting into your car and taking it away?
Well, I suppose, unfortunately, thieves are always, you know, trying to keep one step ahead. But just to give you, I suppose, some context on it, in 2004, there were almost 14,500 cars stolen in Ireland. Now, that's, you know, 9 years ago. Now it's down to less than 8,500.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing is a huge decline in the number of cars stolen, but therefore we're seeing an increase in exactly what you've spoken about with the phishing. You know, now thieves need the keys, because, you know, technological advances and so forth have been so so good, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And another urban myth I can throw the way that I've heard over the past couple of months as well, where they can clone your keys if you... you know, when you hear the beep, when you lock the car, if they have like something nearby that they can clone that, and then when you leave the car, they can open it. Is that an urban myth as well, or have you heard of any cases like that?
No, actually, you're quite right. I have heard of cases of that, Noel. And what we recommend in that case is that when you lock your car using the electronic device, just check the actual handle of the car. Just, you know, check to make sure that it's mechanically locked.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, that can, you know, be a factor as well.
Well, I wasn't sure it was an urban myth, but I always physically lock the car now with the key. I turn the key rather.
Yeah, good. That's definitely something we'd encourage.
And now, and many, many years ago as well, the thing to take out of a car was the old tape machines, or maybe a radio was a good selling point with thieves. But now it's the sat-navs. Is there anything else?
Well, sat-navs, in actual fact, the way things are gone, sat-navs in many cases are now built in. So I think what we're seeing is a move towards trying to steal items that people leave there, particularly laptops, particularly mobile phones, and, you know, cash, obviously, you know, that's always going to be a favourite among thieves.
And etching, what is that, etching? I just see etching on it.
Etching, okay, well, when we talk about etching, just picture the glass surfaces of the car, and what we would recommend is bring it to a car dealer or to, you know, someone that deals in windscreens, and get them to actually have the car registration etched onto them. It just makes it a little bit less attractive for thieves when they see the number of the car, because in many cases they'll change the registration of the car as well, so, you know, it'd be easier for the Gardaí, I suppose, to see that there's incongruence there, that the number isn't the same in both.
Okay, that's a great tip. All right, so you just go to your local garage and they'll do that for you. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, certainly they'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, is there anything else, Alan, that you'd like to any more in information you'd like to impart?
I think there's one other significant point that we've seen, Noel, and that was an increase, particularly during the summer, in terms of people parking their cars at beauty spots, tourist spots, and so forth. And this just became one of those things we saw an increased number in. More than likely, I guess, for the lovely weather we had for the summer. So we'd advise people, particularly if they're, you know, maybe hill walking or that type of thing, just to be particularly vigilant, make sure the cars are locked, not leaving property and so forth.
Okay. I suppose they're to memorial, they're useful tips that should carry through. I suppose people get very complacent, especially when they feel their cars, the question I asked you about them being thief-proof, and they're not. But it, just a bit of carelessness. What about, I've seen happening too as well, people going into a garage, they put the petrol in the car, they leave the keys in the car and they go into the garage. That happens quite a lot as well.
It does. That's a very, very good point, Noel. Again, you know, obviously that's a no-no as far as we're concerned. If you're outside of your car, then your keys should be outside of it as well. Mm-hmm. We've actually seen cases where people leave the engine running as well. And, you know, it's I suppose, I don't like to say it's asking for trouble, but it's certainly making yourself more vulnerable.
Yeah, it's people becoming complacent.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, give us the details again where people can get tips on this, and also for home security as well.
Whole range of crime prevention advice, we'd love if people would log on to www.garda.ie, click on the crime prevention section, and hopefully you'll find something there to interest and to assist you in not becoming a victim of any of these type of crimes.
And of course, the crime line is on next Tuesday. Is it on the usual time of 10:15?
Actually, I think it's going to be on a little earlier this week. I think it's 9:30.
And
that's this day week, actually, Noel, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Sergeant Alan Rocknane from the Garda Síochána Crime Prevention Unit. Thank you very much for talking
to us. Thanks very much, Noel. Talk to you again.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.